Well, for this outdoor report, I'm out at Gary Tellefson's property looking at his bees. He's a beekeeper, and you might remember Gary from Public Service Garage in Marquette. Gary, thanks for having me out to show me your bees.
No problem, Adam. We just got one hive that's alive. We lost some over the winter, but just getting going in this busy time of the year for anyone that's into bees, as most people tell you that are keeping bees. Now's your time to get your hives ready that you are expecting bees. A lot of people are getting packages of bees within the next couple weeks. And then the nukes, which are four or five frames that are already established bees, will be coming probably in 2-3 weeks after that, so mid-May.
Well, it's very interesting to me, and the reason I wanted to find out more is, as a person with chronic allergies, I found from somebody that told me if you take local honey that is from your area, it actually helps your allergies, and it has absolutely helped me 100%. Is that the reason why you got into it?
That is the sole reason why I got into it. I started with a hive, and I said, I'm going to just try this. And, you know, for the last 2 years, I have not taken a sinus pill or gone to the doctor for a serious sinus infection, which I always had. I mean, it's been chronic with me for at least a dozen years.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, you know, you mentioned that you lost some bees, and I've actually heard from other beekeepers around the UP that this winter was really hard on bees, so you actually had to order some new ones, is that right?
I had to order new ones. I actually got nukes. I'm probably going to get a couple packages of bees also, but I ordered nukes where the queen's already laying. I prefer that because the queen's already laying. You got a head start on this season, which is short enough as it is. You know your breeder, or your person that your supplier you're getting bees from, and I trust them.
So there's different like subspecies of bees too, you were telling me. I mean, some people get Italian bees, some people get Russian bees. Carnolas, was it the other one?
Right. I get the Italian bees. They're not as hardy as the Russian bees, but the Russian bees, you know, they're just plain mean.
They're just aggressive?
They're very aggressive. When you come up to a hive, you'll know if that person's got Russian bees because you won't get close to it. From what I've seen and what I've heard, and they're on you. Where Italians, if you get to know them and you're in your hive working with them, they seem to be a lot more forgiving, especially if the hive is healthy. If you have an unhealthy hive, they're sick or they're missing their queen or something else is wrong, they're not going to be nice to you. Or if you're in there on a windy day or it's raining or it's below like 70 degrees where it's warm, they're not going to like you in there. You're not going to like if somebody opened the front door to your living room when it's below zero and the furnace is running and they're trying to keep their hive at 92 degrees, you're not going to be happy. They're not happy either.
Well, let's talk a little bit quickly about your plan here. Now, you have a lot of hives to clean out. I noticed that you are expanding a huge amount this year. Do you think you're going to be able to get most of your hives up and running, and how many?
Well, I'm looking to have 12 hives minimum. I'd love to have 15. I hope that'll happen, but I have a couple hives extra for expansion, which it means I have the overwintered hive has a lot of bees in it, and I hope to expand that hive and split that hive, which makes more bees. I'm going to be in 2 or 3 different locations. As far as honey goes, usually not the first year. Try and leave the honey for the bees. That's their food for the wintertime, so they will make next winter. That's the plan.
And how many actual hives does it take? I mean, how many can you consume? How much honey do you get out of, say, one box where you had, like 8 or 6 slides?
There were 10 frames in there, and yeah, that had about 60 pounds in it. That one that you saw that was still full of honey had about 60 pounds of honey in it.
Can you consume all of that in 1 year, or is that more than you can consume?
We go through a lot. My wife just made this one oatmeal thing where it took a cup and a half of honey. Well, if you make that a few times, and I like to put it in my coffee. A lot of people, you know, there's always a person that stops by, hey, you got any extra honey?
Yeah, that'll be me.
I like to every morning, and they'll tell you I have a peanut butter and honey sandwich, especially this time of year, or starting before this time of year, because of my sinuses. And you know what? I don't even realize it. And especially when they start to blossom here and the nectar flow starts and the pollen starts flying around, I got downright miserable. And last year I didn't. And so far this year, knock on something, I feel great.
Well, we're going to continue with Gary Tellefson about his beekeeping. I got lots more questions to talk about, including how to set a hive up and electric fences because of critters, all kinds of interesting stuff, including the suit you need to wear. And we'll talk to him about that later this hour. And our next outdoor report right here on The Outdoor Show.